Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Cancer full moon rising signs, the revelation. The Cancer full moon at 13 degrees completes a 7-month journey of emotional maturity and spiritual integration. I'm about to reveal how this cosmic harvest manifests through each rising sign, showing you where you're being asked to embody wisdom and prepare for the Aries era beginning late January. For all the rising signs, Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces colors everything. Wherever Pisces falls in your chart is where you're completing a 14-year cycle of spiritual disillusion and rebirth. Wherever Aries falls is where a new era of active faith begins on January 27th. This full moon is a sacred pause between them. Let's get it. Aries rising. Cancer full moon in your 4th house. Capricorn stellium in your 10th. The homecoming of the heart. This full moon illuminates your inner architecture, home, family, ancestry, and emotional security. Since June, you've been rebuilding your foundation from the inside out, often in ways no one else could see. Old survival patterns tied to belonging, family dynamics, or emotional self-protection have been tested, softened, and restructured. The Jupiter Kazemi in June likely sparked revelations about your foundational sense of belonging, perhaps urging you to heal ancestral patterns or redefine what home truly means. Now, with the Moon-Jupiter conjunction flooding your 4th house, you're harvesting profound emotional maturity. The realization arrives. You are safer inside yourself than you've been before. Opposite this, the Capricorn stellium activates your 10th house. The world is watching. But this full moon reminds you that true authority comes from inner stability. The structures you're building publicly are only as strong as the emotional ground beneath them. You're no longer reacting from old wounds. You're leading from emotional maturity. Saturn's Piscean lessons have taught you compassion and ambition. Use the upcoming Venus and Mars Kazemis to refine your professional desires and actions. This is your threshold. Release outdated family dynamics and build a legacy that honors your emotional truth. Reflect on how June's insights about alignment, avoiding the train wreck, now empower your public role. What would it look like to bring your whole emotional self into your career rather than performing a professional persona? You are no longer running from your roots. You're standing on them, 10 toes down. Taurus rising, Cancer full moon in your 3rd house, Capricorn stellium in your 9th house. The voice that knows. This full moon brings emotional clarity to your words, thoughts, and conversations. Since June, you've been learning how to speak from the heart without oversharing, and how to listen without absorbing what isn't yours. The Jupiter Kazemi may have expanded your mindset around sharing vulnerabilities, perhaps through writing, sibling, or local connections. Something clicks now. Your voice carries wisdom earned through experience. With the Moon-Jupiter conjunct in your 3rd house, you're embodying the sage-like wisdom in daily interactions. The Saban symbol's elder gazing northeast symbolizes your readiness to approach new mental horizons with earned intuition. Your communication isn't theory anymore. It's integrated philosophy. The Capricorn stellium in your 9th house pushes you to live what you believe and build practical framework from your worldview. Saturn and Neptune's Piscean integration has dissolved rigid thought patterns, preparing you for Aries era adventures. Writing, teaching, speaking, or difficult conversations reaching a turning point. You know what you mean now. You trust your perspective. How can you share what you've learned without preaching? Leverage the Venus-Mars Kazemis to clarify values and educational journeys. This isn't just talk, it's building structures for expansive growth. This is where your emotional intelligence becomes authentic truth. Your words become the architecture. Say it with your chest. Gemini rising. Cancer full moon in your second house. Capricorn stellium in your eighth house. The worth you can finally feel. This lunar culmination activates your house of values, possessions, and self-worth, wrapping up the transformative arc from June's new moon. Since then, you've been redefining what security really means, not just financially, but emotionally and energetically. The Kazemi clarity likely revealed how emotional security ties to your resources, urging you to nurture abundance from within rather than external validation. With the moon Jupiter in your second house, you're now the wise elder facing a vast space of financial or material unknowns with a deepened sense of worth. It's a harvest of trust built through Saturn-Neptune's test. You may realize now that your value is no longer negotiable. The Capricorn stellium in your eighth house brings this to a crisis point of transformation. Shared resources, debts, emotional entanglements, and power dynamics are under review. Mars and Venus under the beams are purifying your approach to these exchanges. Their Kazemis will recharge your will to merge assets authentically. You're learning where to invest and where to withdraw. Reflect on June's warnings against forcing agendas. How does your newfound emotional security change what you're willing to exchange, share, or transform through intimate connections? This is the moment you stop underestimating yourself and start building from self-respect. You are equipped to turn emotional insights into tangible security. Cancer rising. Cancer full moon in your first house. Capricorn stellium in your seventh house. The sovereign self. This is your full moon. It's a profound one. 7 months ago, you set intentions around becoming more emotionally authentic. Since then, Saturn, Neptune have stripped away illusions, fantasy, and outdated self-images. The Jupiter Kazemi in your sign delivered a profound identity upgrade, expanding your emotional presence and teaching alignment with cosmic forces. Now, the moon returns to you, sovereign, wise, and whole. As your ruler conjoins Jupiter at home, you're embodying the sage, the very old man, symbolizing your matured self, gazing into the northeast of new beginnings with ancient knowing. You are no longer defining yourself through emotional reactions. You are embodying emotional mastery. The Capricorn stellium in your seventh house reveals how this personal evolution impacts all partnerships. Relationships that can't honor your expanded self naturally fall away. Connections that mirror your maturity deepen. Venus and Mars purification here refines desires and actions in one-on-one dynamics. They're Kazemi's gift, clarity for balanced commitments. You're not seeking completion through others. You're seeking collaboration between whole beings. You've integrated 14 years of Neptune's disillusion, released codependent patterns, and built structures on equitable bonds. Who are you now? And what kind of partnership does this version of you require? How does your expanded heart manifest in mutual growth? You become the elder of your own life. You are the very old man facing the vast dark space, ready to step into Aries era authenticity. Leo rising, Cancer full moon in your 12th house, Capricorn stellium in your 6th house. The ending before the beginning. This full moon brings completion in hidden realms, the unconscious, ancestral patterns, grief, and spiritual surrender. Your spiritual journey since June has been private, internal, deeply subconscious. The Kazemi's insight likely surfaced hidden emotional wounds, preparing you through Mars's past retrograde to protect your inner world wisely. With Moon Jupiter activating your 12th, you're harvesting profound spiritual wisdom. What ends now is not a relationship or situation, but a pattern of self-abandonment. The elder facing the dark space represents your readiness to embrace the unknown with faith. Dissolving Piscean illusions. Something dissolves, something completes. The Capricorn stellium shifts focus towards your sixth house of daily embodiment. Spiritual insight must now be lived through routine, health, and service. Venus Mars Kazemi recharge your work ethic and self-care. Use them to build habits that honor your soul's growth. You're learning that discipline can be devotional and structure can support healing. How do you serve from spiritual fullness rather than depletion? What daily practice anchor your expanded consciousness? Reflect on June's alignment lesson, releasing escapist tendencies for grounded productivity. This is where the rest becomes wisdom, and wisdom becomes practice. This is the clearing before the rebirth. Virgo rising, Cancer full moon in your 11th house, Capricorn stellium in your 5th house, the circle of allies. This full moon completes a circle involving friendship, collaborations, and long-term dreams. Since June, your relationship with friendship, collective belonging, and future vision has expanded dramatically. The Jupiter Kazemi may have broadened your social vision, teaching belonging through groups or humanitarian ideals. With Moon Jupiter in your 11th house, you're now embodying the sage-like authority in friendships. The elder symbolizes your curiosity toward future collectives. Jupiter showed you that your tribe isn't just people who think like you. It's souls who feel the depth you cultivated. Now you see clearly, not every dream needs the same people. You see who is truly aligned. The Capricorn stellium activates your 5th house, asking you to create from joy rather than obligation. What do you want to create with this expanded sense of belonging? Your artistic expression, romantic connections, and joyful pursuits become infused with emotional wisdom and collective pursuit. Venus Mars Kazemi's clarify what brings true pleasure and recharge creative drive. How does your creative expression serve both personal joy and collective need? Releasing isolated perfectionism and build networks that fuel creative legacy. Your future becomes clearer when your pleasure becomes sacred. You're not just creating for yourself. You're channeling something for the collective. Libra rising, Cancer full moon in your 10th house, Capricorn stellium in your 4th house. The calling becomes clear. This full moon marks a turning point in your public identity and vocation. Your public role and professional identity have been expanding since June through Jupiter's influence. The Kazemi's download likely clarified your public role ties to your inner security, urging alignment with larger vocational forces. With the Moon Jupiter aligning in your 10th house, you're being recognized not just for what you do, but for the emotional intelligence you bring to your role. The answer arrives. You can lead without self-erasure. You see the next step. You feel the readiness. The Capricorn stellium in your 4th house asks you to build from emotional truth, not inherited pressure. The work you offer the world must reflect who you become, not who you expected to be. Venus, your ruler, and Mars' purification refines domestic desires. Kazemi's recharge will for balanced foundations. Any professional achievements built on shaky internal foundations crumble now. Does your public role reflect your private truth? What emotional foundation must be strengthened to support the career you're stepping into? This authority rooted in emotional integrity, not performance. Your destiny requires a sturdier inner home. Scorpio rising, Cancer full moon in your 9th house, Capricorn stellium in your 3rd. The horizon opens. This full moon completes a cycle of spiritual and philosophical reorientation. You've spent 7 months expanding your mind and perhaps your horizons. The Kazemi expanded your worldview through intuitive truths testing illusions via Saturn, Neptune. With Moon, Jupiter in your ninth house, a revelation arises, a truth lands, a path opens. You don't just believe differently now, you understand differently. The Elder, gazing into the darkness, symbolizes your readiness for profound horizons. Your worldview has shifted, not through sudden revelations, but through lived experience. The Capricorn Stellium in your third house asks you to articulate this new truth with precision. Ground this wisdom into daily life. Your words carry weight because they come from integration, not ideology. Mars, your ruler, and Venus's Kazemi clarify intent and recharge your will to communicate. Teaching, publishing, or speaking may reach a milestone. How do you communicate profound truths in ways that actually help people? What bridges the gap between philosophy and practice? This is the faith that has been tested and proven. Your philosophy becomes practice. Your insight becomes a message. Sagittarius rising. Cancer full moon in your eighth house. Capricorn stellium in your second house. The deep shift. I said shift. This full moon brings culmination around shared resources, emotional bonds, and vulnerability. Since June, you confronted fears around trust, dependency, and control. The Kazemi reveal vulnerabilities and mergers, teaching security through surrender. With the moon Jupiter flooding your eighth house, you're expanding your capacity for intimacy, power, and regeneration. What you gain now is sovereignty within intimacy. The Elder facing the void means meeting power dynamics with curiosity rather than control. You've learned about power, surrender, and the alchemy of genuine transformation through merger. The Capricorn stellium in your second house strengthens self-worth and material stability, reminding you that true security comes from knowing where you end and others begin. Venus Mars Kazemi's refined desires for abundance and recharge your will for financial independence. Your sense of self-worth has been fundamentally restructured through psychological death and rebirth. What are you worth after transformation? How do these profound transformations change what you value and how you generate resources? This is emotional bravery without self-sacrifice. Your power returns when your value becomes real. The depth you can hold becomes your greatest resource. Capricorn rising, Cancer full moon in your seventh house, Capricorn stellium in your first house. The mirror moment. This full moon completes a relationship cycle, romantic, professional, or symbolic. Your relationships have been primary vehicle for growth since June. The Kazemi expanded your capacity for true partnership. Not codependency, but collaborative creation between sovereign individuals. With the moon Jupiter in your seventh house, you see the truth of your partnerships. You see what is possible. You see what is no longer aligned. Now you understand. Partnerships thrive on emotional presence, not endurance. You're realizing that vulnerability is strength, not a liability. The stellium in your sign, you are in a profound rebirth of self. Your identity, desire, and will are being purified simultaneously. Venus in your sign and Mars purification creates a refining fire. Saturn, your ruler at 26 degrees Pisces, is completing its final work before entering Aries. You're shedding the last vestiges of Piscean disillusion. This is the moment of embodied authority. You show up differently because you are different, balanced and restored. Not by compromise, but by self-respect. The relationships that have been your teachers now require you to show up as fully integrated person you become. Who are you in relationship when you're not trying to be what others need? What do you bring to partnership from wholeness? This is where maturity meets mutuality. You're stepping into the Aries era as more balanced, heart-centered version of yourself. Aquarius rising, Cancer full moon in your sixth house, Capricorn stellium in your 12th house. The body remembers. This full moon highlights the emotional cost of your daily life. Your daily routines, health practice, and acts of service have been infused with emotional wisdom since June. The Kazemi Insights nurture daily well-being, teaching that meaningful work comes from emotional alignment. With Moon Jupiter in your sixth house, you're becoming aware of what your body has been telling you. Now you truly see what's sustainable and what isn't. You've been adjusting habits, boundaries, and work rhythm to better support your nervous system. The Elder has mastered the mundane to now face the mystical. The Capricorn Stellium in your 12th house reminds you that rest is not laziness, it's integration. Saturn, your traditional ruler, teaches you that while your body is busy, your soul is in deep liminal space. Venus, Mars, Kazemis recharge inner will and clear the subconscious decks for Neptune's move into your first house. The wisdom gained here helps you align service with soul. How do your daily practices reflect your deepest spiritual values? What serves both your well-being and your connection to the infinite? This is discipline infused with compassion. Your healing becomes structural. Prepare for the upcoming shift by resting and finishing the spiritual business of the last decade. Pisces rising. Cancer full moon in your fifth house. Capricorn stellium in your 11th house. The heart reopens. This full moon completes a cycle of creative and emotional self-expression. Since June, you've been reclaiming your joy without escapism, pleasure without guilt. The Kazemi expanded heartfelt expression, teaching that your creative spark has collective purpose. With Moon Jupiter flooding your fifth house, something softens, something returns, something opens. Now joy feels earned, grounded, and real. You're embodying playful wisdom. The Elder, who remembers how to create from authentic delight rather than spiritual bypassing. The Capricorn stellium in your 10th house asks, how does your joy reshape your future? How does your creativity reshape your community? Venus, Mars, Kazemis clarify passion and release isolation for collective building. Your personal creative work becomes a gift you offer to your community. With Neptune at 29 degrees and Saturn at 26 degrees in your first house, you are the literal old man at the threshold of your own identity. You spent 14 years dissolving and 2.5 years structuring. This full moon helps you channel creative wisdom into new, more defined role within your tribe as you prepare for a total rebirth of self. What have you learned about love, creativity, and joy that your community needs to hear? How does play become purposeful? You're no longer dissolving, you're reshaping. This is where creativity becomes contribution. This threshold heralds your Aries chapter. The message that goes out to all you rising signs. This full moon asks you to build the bridge between the house holding Cancer, the emotional wisdom harvested, and the house holding Capricorn, the structure you must now create. You are the Elder standing between them. The wisdom is earned. The tools, Mars, Venus, are being purified and empowered. The architects, Saturn and Neptune, are finishing their blueprints for the new era. You didn't just survive the Piscean era, you integrated it. And now, as Saturn and Neptune prepare to enter Aries, you step forward not as a seeker, but as someone who knows. Look to the houses, build that bridge, face your vast dark space. The circle is complete, the threshold is open. Are you ready to walk forward? Whole. If this resonates with you, leave a comment, come to the website, hit contact, leave me a message, come to the website, book a reading. I'd love to have a personal conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. I am Astrology Readings. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.